Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Happy 19th of April. So grateful that you're here. And I just feel like I need to tell one of you who's listening that there is no sin that is too great that God can't forgive. He forgives all your sins, even the ones that you deem as great or shameful or egregious. He forgives all, past, present, future. All means all. Jesus died for all sins. Yours aren't special. He died for all of them and all of mine. And I am so, so grateful for that. We're in Psalm 31. This is another Psalm of David in the New International Version. This is what it says. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Keep me free from the trap that is set for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Deliver me, Lord, my faithful God. I hate those who cling to worthless idols. As for me, I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your love, for you saw my affliction and you knew the anguish of my soul. You have not given me into the hands of the enemy, but have set my feet in a spacious place. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and body with grief. My life is consumed by anguish and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction and my bones grow weak. Because of all my enemies, I am the utter contempt of my neighbors and an object of dread to my closest friends. Those who see me on the street flee from me. I am forgotten as though I were dead. I become like broken pottery, for I hear many whispering terror on every side. They conspire against me and plot to take my life. But I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies, from those who pursue me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love. Let me not be put to shame, Lord, for I have cried out to you, but let the wicked be put to shame and be silent in the realm of the dead. Let their lying lips be silenced, for with pride and contempt they speak arrogantly against the righteous. How abundant are the good things that you have stored up for those who fear you, that you bestow in the sight of all on those who take refuge in you. In the shelter of your presence, you hide them from all human intrigues. You keep them safe in your dwelling from accusing tongues. Praise be to the Lord, for he showed me the wonders of his love when I was in a city under siege. In my alarm, I said, I am cut off from your sight. Yet you heard my cry for mercy when I called to you for help. Love the Lord, all his faithful people. The Lord preserves those who are true to him, but the proud he pays back in full. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we do need to see the wonders of your love. We do need to experience you and your salvation. We need the abundance that you provide. We need your blessing. We want to take refuge in you. And I am so grateful for verse 20 that says, in the shelter of your presence, you hide them from all human intrigues. You keep them safe in your dwelling from accusing tongues. Thank you, Lord, that when other people are speaking ill against us, you keep us safe in this little shelter. And so for my friend listening today, I pray that the words spoken over them that have harmed them and have caused them to believe lies would be silenced now in Jesus' name. That you would shelter them from those accusing tongues, even the accusing voices in their heads. You would shelter them away. You would sequester them far from those accusing voices and speak life over them. Lord, thank you that you hear our cry for mercy. You hear us when we call to you for help. Lord, thank you that you preserve those who are true to you. Lord, we want to be strong. We want to take heart. We want to hope in you. But sometimes we look around at the world and we get discouraged and we see that the evil that's going on in the world seems to be getting worse and worse. And yet your word promises that you will turn your ear to us. You come quickly to our rescue. You are the rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save us. And so we choose to trust in you instead of looking around at the craziness of this world. We trust in your sovereign, beautiful grace. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by musicforthesoul.org. This is a conglomeration of different musicians and singers who have created amazing music to penetrate into your soul and through what God is doing to bring healing to you. They have offered a freebie for you, a free song. It's called Stain Upon My Heart, and you can go to musicforthesoul.org/resources/pray, and you can download that free MP3. And there's also a coupon code PED30 that can take 30% off the rest of the site. Now, if you're suffering from a broken heart, or maybe you've walked through breast cancer, or you have body image issues, or you feel like you don't belong anywhere, all of these things are covered in different songs, and counselors have been using these songs, and pastors have been using these songs to help bring healing to those who are broken. And so please check out musicforthesoul.org. Don't forget the there, musicforthesoul.org. And I know that you will be blessed.